stones and stuff, and watch the pigs. You put on the rubber glove and reach up in their hind box and pick out rocks that they eat. They lick rocks and they don't realize that you gotta pick them out. You do the chickens the same way. And of course the cows too, you gotta do the cows too. They're fed a bag and mix it with water and they eat it and they get big. And of course the horses are the same way, and the mules. I had that job 35 years, every summer, pitching hay, cutting it, loading it on the wagon, bringing the wagon in, putting it in the barn, unloading the hay. It was a tiresome job. The place was falling apart. They needed a new barn. I slept in a hay rack. He paid me $1,000 a week. The milk went on the table. He didn't sell the milk. It went up to the house, and he had four kids, four girls, which drank milk. The missus would dress them up in the morning after they ate. One of them ate nine bowls of milk, oatmeal. They ate in their nighties, pajamas. And of course, the kids ate four bowls of cereal. And of course, they drank eight glasses of milk. Those kids ate a lot. I couldn't see how they'd eat so much. And then they'd come down and she'd dress them up and they'd go to school. The old man was sleeping when she changed him. No one would see him getting changed except for her. Of course, I'm switching to the farm again now. The mules wouldn't come in, and you'd have to get the four of them one at a time. One walked, and three got dragged in. One was a big mule for its size. It looked like a horse, but it was a mule. And of course, after they got in, they'd get in their stalls and lie down and laugh all day. Ha 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 ha. You know, they talked. Mostly everything in there talked. Cows talked too. Sometimes they wouldn't come in, and sometimes they would. I don't know why. I guess it was the weather. Sometimes the cows won't come in and you have to go out and whistle for them. They'd be eating in every direction. But they'd come in if you give them food. Some of the cows didn't like the gadget for milking because it hurt their tits. It'd make them red and you'd have to put cotton on it. You gotta do that for a cow or else they won't come in next time. And of course the kids run around and scare the cows, hit them with whips on the can so they won't go to the toilet. Once you rub it with cotton, it takes the sting away and they'll be okay. You okay now, Nelly? Yeah, I'm okay, Bussy.
Babalula bula bamboo.
Can be pop, can fox trot, can cha cha cha, can Charleston.
Can music, can music mer.
Can boogie woogie for them abendgebet. Kein Boogie-Woogie vor dem Abendgebet. Kein Speed-Boogie, kein Cheat-Disco. Keine Gay-Party, kein Crazy-Pogo. Keine Rumba, kein Calypso. Kein Swing, kein Smurf, kein Slow.
No, no! Keine Musik, keine Musik mehr!
Kein Boogie-Woogie vor dem Abendgebet. Kein Boogie Woogie vor dem Abendgebet.
Ei, ei.
Kein Funk, kein Funk, keine Bossa Nova. Kein Cakewalk, kein Jack, kein Java. Ein paar also Double, kein One-Step, bloß kein Boston, kein Madison.
Keine Musik mehr.
Kein Boogie-Woogie vor dem Abendgebet.
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 Ei, ei. Ui. Aua.
Now, a Frenchman from Bailly-Fouche was a very lonely lad. His friends all said the only cure, a wife she must be had. Well, he knew a pretty little Cajun girl, that's the one he'd like to wed. So when he got nerve enough to ask for her hand, this is what he said. My sweet little boogaloo, come sit neath the willow tree. Say you'll be mine, sweet cherry. My sweet little boogaloo. We'll have a home on the bayou.
Fish and crab all day.
Where I can keep my eye on you.
Living in a southern play.
Please answer yes, my cherry.
Hurry and say wee wee.
My sweet little boogaloo.
Burning them Cajun girls.
Have a milk cow, a lot of little chickens, a dog and a cat that'll fight like the dickens. We'll fish and crab and we'll crawfish too, hunt coon and squirrel and possum for stew. We'll eat red beans, rice and jambalaya. Sugar cane's so sweet that it makes you sigh. When we want to go dancing and have fun galore, we'll paddle in our pirogue into Thibodaux.
Hey, Labba, comment ça va? Why don't you say oui, oui?
My sweet little boogaloo, come sit neath the willow tree. Say you'll be mine, sweet cherry.
Say wee wee.
My sweet little boogaloo. We'll have a home on the bayou.
Fish and crab all day.
Where I can keep my eye on you.
Living in a southern way.
Please answer yes, my cherry.
Hurry up, say wee wee.
My sweet little boogaloo.
Hurry, little Cajun girl. Hey, little bop. Come on, say bop.
My sweet little boogaloo.
I would. silly baloney man. You can't just put people in sandwiches and expect them to stay there forever.
They will break free eventually. Furthermore,
the baloney of your words
may be less perishable than other meats, but it will perish eventually.
There are microbes in the air that will break it down.
You may try to play God, baloney man, but no amount of sodium benzoate can make a lunch meat immortal.
I know these things and more.
For I am the Earl of Sandwich.
You thought I was gone, but I have returned.
I was rolling over in my wax paper, seeing what
you were doing to the legacy of my beloved sandwich.
And I just had to intervene.
The sandwich represents perfection.
A holy union between breads, meats, cheeses, condiments, and what have you. And you have come along and turned a good thing bad.
You've missed the whole point entirely.
When I was inventing the sandwich, there was one thought that kept going through my head.
And that was, ask not what lunch can do for you, ask what you can do for lunch.
The other question I kept asking myself was soup or sandwich, soup or
sandwich,
soup or sandwich. In the end,
the answer was sandwich. And I firmly believe that that is still the answer.
The sandwich is still great. It just got mixed up with some bad baloney.
We have a saying in the town of Sandwich, where I am Earl Emeritus.
Pastrami once, shame on you.
Pastrami twice, shame on me.
And the same could be said for baloney.
I hope you understand my words, baloney man, but in the end it doesn't matter what you or I or anyone understands.
The truth is all around us.
And the truth will prevail.
And now, a song.
Stand firm through stormy weather. While we are dancing here, romancing dear, I'm satisfied as long as you are near. I know you'll say it's better to go through life together. So won't you say I love you, that you'll always be true? Then we can face this world together. Listen, honey, now let's face this world together. Stand firm through stormy weather. While we are dancing here, romancing, dear, I'm satisfied as long as you are near. I know you'll say it's better to go through life together. So won't you say I love you, that you'll always be true? Then we can face this world together. Then we can face this world together.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and that wraps up the first portion of this evening's very silly program. I hope you all enjoyed it. I enjoyed having you here, as I continue to do. As we turn our attention to the radio obituaries, it's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. As I mentioned before, we did some work during the week this week, the royal we, on getting the backlog under control. And I'm going to tell you at the beginning of this program, instead of the end, when we wrap up tonight, our radio obituary stats will be as such for the radio obituary year beginning in November of 2020. We will have completed 354 radio obituaries, we will have declined 496, and we will have a mere 81 radio obituaries in the backlog. I did some brush clearing, to say the least. So, with that said, let us do what we do now as we turn our attention to those radio obituaries, and I remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Leo von de Ketteridge, the Dutch guitarist mostly known for his work in Bubbles in the Think Tank favorite, Shocking Blue, in the early 1970s. He just passed away at 70. It's the initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Under a tree, after we walk the mile.
Post-initial radio obituary is for Johnny Ashcroft, the Australian country music and folk entertainer and singer, also a songwriter. He also recorded pop, skiffle, and jazz, also disco, as his alter ego, the Baron. He began his career during World War II, playing guitar, singing mainly bush ballads. His first recording was in 1946, and it was called When I Waltzed My Matilda Away, distributed solely for radio airplay. In the mid-1940s, he traveled with vaudeville shows because they still did that in Australia in the 40s. That's when he learned show business traditions and the psychology of live performance. You may have heard his song, A Pub with No Beer, originally recorded by him in 1957, but the 45 was also released in the U.S. and during a beer strike in Canada. Johnny Ashcroft just passed away at 94. It's the post-initial radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
I leave my homeland, Italy, come to Australia way over the sea. And now I'm on this golden shore, I ain't a gonna leave it this a place and no more. I get the job on the shovel and pick, they're a weird mob, a weird mob. The boss he say I work it too quick, they're a weird mob, a weird mob. The boss he teach me to go at the slow, I lean on the shovel and I crack at the joke. I think of the boss ain't a bad bloke, they're a weird, weird mob. My mate he buy me some beer to drink, they're a weird mob, a weird mob. I get so drunk, full striking me pink, they're a weird mob, a weird mob. It's your turn to shout, my mate he say, I feel so happy that I shout, hooray! Then a big policeman come and take me away, they're a weird, weird mob. She and Nino will raise a bambino and be happy for the rest of our life. I leave my homeland, Italy, come to Australia way over the sea. And now I'm on this golden shore, I ain't a gonna leave it this a place and no more. I build it a house, I keep it my job, and I'll be one of the weird, a weird
by as he walks by. buzz, buzz, buzz goes the bumblebee. Tweety-dee-dee-dee goes the bird. But the sound of your little voice, darling, it's the sweetest sound I've ever heard. Well, I've seen the beauty of the red, red rose and the beauty of the sky when it's blue. Seen the beauty of the evening sunset. But the beauty of you, sweet is the honey from the honeycomb. Sweet are the grapes from the vine. But there's nothing as sweet as you, darling, and I hope someday you'll be mine. It's the sweetest sound I've ever heard. Well, I've seen the beauty of the red, red rose and the beauty of the sky when it's blue. Seen the beauty of the evening sunset. But the beauty of you, sweet is the honey from the honeycomb. Sweet are the grapes from the vine. But there's nothing as sweet as you, darling. And I hope someday you'll be mine. And I hope someday you'll be mine.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the next radio obituary is for Florian Pilkington Mixa, the English rock drummer and sculptor, best known as a member of both the original and reformed lineups of Curved Air. He also performed with Kiki D. He just passed away at 70. It's the cleanup. No, it's the next radio obituary for Florian Pilkington Mixa right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and the cleanup radio obituary is for Sanford Clark, the American country rockabilly singer and guitarist best known for his 1956 hit The Fool, written by Lee Hazlewood. He originally recorded that song for
Oh, when I learned the chicken, man, moderation, yeah, yeah, keeping up the pace, a making with a modern romance, a making with a modern romance.
Just let my baby try not to care. Got a mountain of misery, just too much to bear. Her kiss like honey, so warm and sweet. Her heart deceived me, she was a cheat. Blonde hair can fool you, blue eyes can too. Cruel lips can tell black lies, break your heart for you. The days are lonely, can't sleep or eat. My one and only, she was a cheat. Wise men will tell me to leave was right. Wise men don't cry alone all through the night. When I am walking down some dark street, shadows still whisper she was a cheat.
He let her go. She's found a new love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. He needs her so. He wonders why he let her go. She's found a new love buddy. He's a lucky guy. So drink to a fool, 'cause I'm that fool who told my baby goodbye. Who told my baby goodbye. Who told my baby goodbye.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And, oh, what? I missed it. Oh, goodness gracious. Guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Mario Pavone, the American jazz bassist, composer, and bandleader. He was a member of Paul Blay's trio during 1968 through 72, Bill Dixon's trio during the 1980s, and he also performed with others including Matt Wilson, Joshua Redman, Dave Douglas, and many others. Mario Pavone just passed away at 80. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
penultimate radio obituary is for Franco Battiato, the Italian singer-songwriter, composer, and filmmaker. He spanned genres including experimental pop, electronic music, progressive rock, and new wave. He just passed away at 76. It's the pre-antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Più vedo te, più ascolto te, e più ti amo. Ogni parola che dici t'amo un po' di più. Parole che sono per te sempre le stesse, ed io lo so che parlerai sempre così. Più vedo te, più ascolto te e più ti amo. Ogni parola che dici t'amo un po' di più. Parole che sono per te sempre le stesse, ed io lo so che parlerai sempre così. Più vedo te, più ascolto te, più ti amo. Vivo perché tu mi lasci stare vicino a te. Perché se tu mi dici di no, mi fai morire. E tu lo sai, la vita sei per me. E vedo te, e ascolto te, e t'amo sempre. Ogni parola che dici t'amo sempre di più. Parole che sono per me sempre diverse, quando sarà la voce tua che le dirà. E vedo te, e ascolto te, sempre la stessa. Vivo perché tu mi lasci stare vicino a te. Perché per me la vita mia non conta niente. È tutto qui, quello che ho e lo do a te. E non dirai, non dirai mai parole uguali. Se parlerà la voce tua per me, e non dirai mai parole uguali. Se parlerà la voce tua. Capirai che c'è sbagliato tutto intorno a noi, come una torre le mura io alzerò, più forte di una roccia diventerò, come un'isola che nessuno mai potrà raggiungere, non sarò con voi.
troppe volte ormai. Gli amici mi hanno dato solo guai. Come una torre le mura io alzerò, più forte di una roccia diventerò. Come un'isola che nessuno mai potrà raggiungere, non sarò con voi.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Bill Ramsey, the American-German jazz and pop singer, journalist, and actor famous for his German language hits. He sang and recorded German Schlager, also German language cover versions of English hits, jazz, and swing. He also had numerous television appearances, acted in 28 films, and toured through Europe, the U.S., and North Africa. Bill Ramsey just passed away at 90. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ja, der Kerl, der kam aus der Luft zu mir, und er hatte nur ein Auge und ein Horn dafür. Er schob einen Karren und er sah so aus, als wär er oben auf dem Mars zu Haus. Er war der Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer von nem anderen Stern. Oh, ich dachte, Junge, das ist gar nicht fein, denn der rennt dir jetzt sein Horn ins Bein. Das tat er nicht und er fragte leis:
Wie wär's mit einem Schokoladeneis?
Er war der Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer von nem anderen Stern. Ja, da ging der Kerl bei uns die Straße rauf und begann sogar mit seinem Eisverkauf. Da rief er jedem schönen Mädchen zu:
Hallo, wie wär's mit einem Rendezvous?
Er war der Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer von nem anderen Stern. Und am Abend sah ich ihn als Ehrengast mit der Monroe tanzen im Tanzpalast. Der Presse sagte er mit Kennerblick:
Die Erdenmenschen, die sind weit zurück.
Heute früh gewagt, nach der Rückkehr ihn zum anderen Stern gefragt. Da rief er fröhlich im Vorübergehen:
Ich finde es bei Ihnen sehr, sehr schön.
Er war der Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer.
Bumba-Tumba Schokoladen-Eisverkäufer von nem anderen Stern.
Liebling, hör mir zu.
Ja?
Hattest du mit Gerd ein Rendezvous?
Nein.
Aber du hast gesagt, als ich dich gefragt...
Ach, lass mich doch mit deinem dummen Gequatsche endlich in Ruhe, du alter Pfeifenzeiger. Es wäre ja kein Wunder, wenn ich so einen misstrauischen Deckel für dich begrünte.
Oh, mach keinen Heck-Meck.
Heck-Meck.
Heirat dich vom Fleck weg und nehm dich mit nach Haus. Mach keinen Heck-Meck. Heck-Meck. Ich bring schon dein Gepäck weg und kehr die Stube aus.
Im Leben ist nicht alles grad und rund.
Oh yeah.
Da stößt man sich an allen Ecken wund.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, macht keinen Heck-Meck. Heck-Meck, ich heirat dich vom Fleck weg und nehm dich mit nach Haus. Liebling, ich habe da was gesehen.
Ach?
Mit Peter dich ins Kino gehen.
Wie?
Doch, es ist wahr. Er bezahlt er sogar.
Ja, nun sieh mal an, was du da wieder zusammenspinnst, du heimtückischer Spitzel, du.
Ich habe ihm nur mein Kleingeld ausgeholfen, du Trottel. Und außerdem, wenn du nicht so geizig wärst, darfst du
mir auch noch so machen. Mach keinen Heck-Meck. Heck-Meck. Ich heirat dich vom Fleck weg und nehm dich mit nach Haus. Mach keinen Heck-Meck. Heck-Meck. Ich bring schon dein Gepäck weg und kehr die Schnur aus. Denn erstens kommt es anders, als man denkt.
Oh yeah.
Und zweitens wird uns allen nichts geschenkt.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, mach keinen Heck-Meck.
Heck-Meck. Ich heirat dich vom Fleck weg. Nimm dich mit, ja, mit nach Haus.
Schau, ach schau mich nicht so an, Zizi. Ja, ich bin nur ein Mann, Zizi, ja. Tu's nicht, was du jetzt tun willst. Weil du mit mir spielst.